Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating this neurological progress report on a patient, Cliff N. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N. Address is 4139 Willow Landing Road, Chico, California, 95928, 530-578-4322. ID is XXX88844. Date of birth is 1/25/1949. 71-year-old married construction builder slash electrical and plumbing. Insurance is Medicare slash Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Raley's Notre Dame. It is addressed to 1/25/1949, I'm sorry, it's addressed to Bobby Diane Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, F-N-P, Family Medicine. Adventist Health, Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969, 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1043. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Dear professional colleagues, Clifford Johnson, and this is dated May 16, 2025. Clifford Johnson was seen today for neurological evaluation. Regarding his cognitive decline and brain function. New paragraph. Now what? Did you want to answer my question?
I've come back here to get a chart out for you.
Okay, what did we talk about verbal abuse?
You're abusing the patient.
Did we talk about your verbal abuse, your acting out behaviors, your violence? He previously completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires. Which identified some symptoms of a sleep disturbance, daytime sleepiness, and nocturnal arousals with bad dreams, slight symptoms of initial insomnia, period. New paragraph, his cognitive function assessment showed difficulty with keeping appointments, planning activities in advance, recollection of planned errands, difficulty with novel learning, reduced reactivity, reduced attention, and sluggish thinking. There was no history of unusual fatigue or increased anxiety. Or evidence for serious depression. In paragraph, he showed a slight decline in positive affect, but minimal, if any, symptoms of behavioral discontrol. New paragraph, motor function, upper and lower extremities was reportedly preserved. New paragraph, a sleep study was completed at North State Pulmonary Associates by Dr. Verma in 2022 showed an AHI of 9.4. with no serious desaturations, for which the patient did not indicate he wanted treatment. Previous testing at Shasta Sleep Services in 2020 showed severe obstructive sleep apnea. MR brain imaging completed on May 10th, 2025 at the Halo Imaging Center in Chico showed cerebral cortical volume within two standard deviations of the age match population mean with cortical atrophy scores within two standard deviations below age match population. There were generalized white matter findings, most commonly represented by sequela of chronic microvascular ischemic changes. New paragraph. An amyloid PET CT imaging study completed at the Halo Imaging Center on June 3, 2025 was abnormal, indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. The study demonstrated mild to moderate arteriosclerosis of the internal carotid artery siphons and the vertebral arteries. There was diffusely increased AMYVID, AMYVID uptake throughout the cortical cerebral gray matter, prominent in the prefrontal, lateral temporal, and parietal areas, with clear loss of normal gray-white matter contrast. There was no evidence of uptake in the cerebellum. New paragraph. Dementia laboratory testing completed in March of 2025 showed a slightly reduced total hemoglobin and red cell count with otherwise normal complete blood count. Thyroid functions were normal. Follow-up laboratory testing for COVID virus exposure was normal. New paragraph. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect all caps PTAU217 in the plasma was slightly elevated at 0.17. consistent with current mild cognitive impairment and symptomatic Alzheimer's disease. Neurofilament light chain findings were normal. The Alzheimer's disease detect all caps APOE isoform in the plasma showed values E3/E3 average findings. The beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma showed a value of 0.154. An intermediate risk for Alzheimer's disorder. New paragraph. Today, he completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis MOCA, with no abnormality in visuospatial executive function or naming, complete deficiency of delayed recall, preserved attention and language, abstraction, and orientation with a total score of 23/30, a slight reduction from normative values. New paragraph. The AD8, all in capitals, dementia screening interview with abnormal reporting, judgment problems with decision making and thinking, reduced interest in hobbies and activities, trouble in recollection of appointments, and daily problems with thinking and or memory. New paragraph. As you may remember, he presented with a history of chronic fatigue and was found to have findings of sleep apnea, for which he's not been treated. New paragraph. In consideration of these diagnostic findings in his clinical history, he has evidence of underlying Alzheimer's disease, for which we will refer him for therapeutic intervention at the Adventist Health Rideout Hospital Cancer Center Therapy Infusion Program for Alzheimer's Disorder in Marysville, California. We will refer him for Leqembi, LEQEMBI infusion, to be given every 2 weeks. New paragraph, I'm scheduling him for a follow-up appointment after his first infusion, and we will follow his progress over a period of time. And then sign with my professional signature.